In this episode of Liyinga Speaks, we're going to explore, unpack the topic of emotional walls. Now, I fully feel qualified to speak on the subject because I spent years working to bring down my emotional walls. And it was through my own journey with therapy that I came to understand, realize, and know that while I could see that these emotional walls in adulthood were impacting certain relationships, it was actually something that came from childhood. The seeds for building emotional walls came from experiences in childhood where ultimately I felt unsafe. And so these walls then were unconsciously built and fortified over time in order to keep me safe, in order so that no one could get close to my tender little heart and hurt me, that my heart couldn't be broken, that I wouldn't be disappointed, that it wouldn't feel unloved, that it wouldn't feel rejected. This was the purpose of these emotional walls. But the root and the feeling at the root of these emotional walls is unsafety. So when you feel unsafe, you create mechanisms to feel safe. Mechanisms that initially work and are useful, but over time, they don't become so useful. So the idea of having emotional walls so that no one could hurt me when I was younger, yeah, that probably worked. But in adulthood, it manifested as having trust issues and keeping people at an emotional distance and having my cards close to my chest and not letting people in and not allowing myself to be real with people. So when you go through instances of unsafety in childhood, you make a decision that you will not be hurt. You make a decision that no one will do that again. You make the decision that that's not going to be part of your story again, and that you want to control your feeling of safety. And so the belief then becomes that I can't let people in. I can't feel, I can't show weakness, etc., etc. And you know, the thing about this, like I said, it comes with a positive intention. This is something that I teach my clients, that things have a positive intention. The intention is to keep you safe. The intention is to avoid disappointment and hurt. That's the positive intention. It's just that the execution of that intention ain't working out so well, right? And so the impact may be that, yeah, okay, you don't let people in, you don't let people close, and people can't hurt you, you say. It doesn't necessarily stop you from being hurt or stop you from being disappointed, but that's another story. The truth is, you don't allow people to get close enough that that hurt or that disappointment becomes debilitating. But you know, that wall, that ironclad, impenetrable wall that you have around your tender little heart, that wall right there, it doesn't discriminate. So while it stops you from feeling hurt and it stops you from feeling disappointment and it stops you from feeling sadness and it stops you from feeling these emotions to keep you safe, it also stops you from feeling joy, from feeling love, from feeling happiness, from feeling excitement, from feeling elation. It numbs you. It numbs you to the harmful, painful, quote-unquote, negative emotions. And it numbs you to the beautiful, exhilarating, wonderful emotions too. And so you are there existing behind this wall, And life is passing you by. Life is happening. Life isn't waiting for you to arrive. It's going. And as life is passing, you aren't feeling. You don't feel any intense joy or any deep sadness. It's a numb, unfulfilling emotion that you end up feeling. And so here, I've kind of covered some key signs that you've probably built emotional walls around your heart and around yourself, and you make yourself emotionally unavailable to others. You make yourself emotionally walled off from others. So while people can't get close to you, what I've also found is that you struggle to get close to yourself too. And you also struggle to emote and experience emotions with your creator. And so that deep sadness that you no longer feel stops you from being able to call out to your creator and ask him. That deep joy that you no longer feel stops you from going to your creator and thanking him. Everything becomes more logical. So the asking and the thanking is because you know it's the good thing to do and you quote unquote should do it. But you don't feel it. And your body becomes numb to feeling. And so people may even start calling you emotionless, that you don't feel, that you've got a hard heart, that that's a heart that has been boxed in, cocooned by this belief that you need to keep safe. Now's the question, right? So, Leyinka, how do I bring down my emotional walls? How do I start allowing myself to feel again? How do I slowly dip my toe into the world of allowing people in, allowing people to see me, allowing myself to see myself? I would say those are very valid questions. And of course, I would highly always recommend therapy as a space that is brave, courageous, vulnerable, and safe to be able to explore this. To be able to explore and unpack where this has come from, and to be able to see how you formed these emotional walls. Because you best believe, when you were born, you weren't created with emotional walls. No. Because when you were born, you wanted what you wanted and you asked for what you wanted. You were hungry, you asked for food. You were sleepy, you made noise about it. You were soiled, you let the people know, come change me, right? You weren't worried about feelings being hurt. You were innocent. You were a blank canvas and you were wide, wide, wide open to the world. Your emotional wall, that armor that you done, that came later. That came as a way for you to feel in control and to feel safe. But you weren't born with that. So knowing and understanding, exploring where this came from, when you made this internal decision to build up walls, can be extremely insightful. And also that awareness is the very first step in your healing journey. I would say also, to identify where you do have safe spaces, the people who are safe people for you. And they could be people in person, or they can be people that are virtual. In this day and age where we are a global village connected by the internet, we can create and have people who we feel safe with. And sometimes it feels easier to be safe, or it feels safer with strangers or people that we don't know in real life, than it can feel for some of us in our family units. That's understandable. But being able to identify at least one person that you can feel, that you feel safe with, meaning when you're with them, your body and your mind aren't activated into a rush of an emotional state that feels off balance for you. And so knowing that you have that person, then okay, what does safety with that look like and with that person look like and feel like? What does emotional safety look like and feel like for you? Does it feel like being heard? Does it feel like soothing voices? Does it feel like words of kindness and positive affirmation? Does it feel like a warm hug? What does emotional safety look like can feel like for you? Because when you can identify that and you can, okay, yeah, the warm hug bit with someone who's virtual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got that. Wouldn't quite work so well. But even in that instance, are you a safe person for you?
Oh, sis.
Are you a safe person for yourself? Are you a person you can feel safe with? Are you a person that you can feel like you won't be abandoned by? Are you a person that you feel like you can get a nourishing touch? Even that's, you know, putting oil on your face. Are you that person that you can feel that, okay, I can feel heard, I can journal without berating myself and telling myself that I'm terrible? Are you that person who can speak in a calm way to yourself in the mirror and say, hey, I believe in you. You've got this. Sometimes the person we first need to be most safe with and feel most safe with is the person in our affliction. And having people who we feel safe around in our lives is a bonus. So I hope these ideas of taking steps towards emotional... So I hope these ideas of exploring your emotional walls is something that you grant yourself vulnerable courage to explore, because life is passing by and you might not truly be here and experiencing it.